It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you somebody back in the day when those diet cookies came on the market, you knew you could eat them, so you ate 10 or 15 or even more of them because they were low calorie or they were low fat? Well, not all diet products are created equal, and just because they may be lower in fat or calories doesn't mean you get to eat more of them. My guest is Dr. Shyla High. She's a non-invasive cardiologist at Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital in Dallas. So, Dr. High, do women in general see these diet products as sort of the savior of our, you know, shapes, and then do we go a little nuts on them?
Well, thank you, Melanie, for having me back on. You know, it's got two sides to this coin. I certainly understand the desire to jumpstart a weight loss program with these diet foods. And let's face it, our country is overweight. 60 to 70% of people are overweight or obese. But I think there's some things that we need to keep in mind. For instance, not all diet foods are created equal. Some of those 100-calorie pack snacks really don't have a lot of nutritional value. And sometimes we trick ourselves into thinking that we're eating low-calorie diet foods, and then what happens is we supplement it with higher caloric foods, and so we really are defeating ourselves.
Well, that's true, you know, and those things don't exactly fill us up either. So you might eat one of those little 100-calorie packs, which are fine for a little snack in your kid's lunch, but, you know, as far as a snack that women should be having to tide us through the day, maybe not so much.
I agree, and I'll tell you another thing. Over the last few years, it is a multi-million dollar business to package these things in these 100-calorie packs because they know that they're appealing. If we dig a little deeper, it's important to look at the label. Sometimes it's hidden as to how many servings are per a pack of a diet food. We also need to look at the ingredients. For instance, if it says it's whole grain, but the word whole is not in the top three ingredients, I would look a little deeper at that product.
So when you think of the things we should do that are better low-calorie products, better diet, I hate the word diet products anyway. We do not allow diet products in this house as far as, like, in my house, like diet soda, anything with preservatives that are faked to resemble whatever the real thing. If my kids are going to drink a soda, they're going to have a non-diet soda, one. You know, so what do you think are some of the most important ones to get out of our pantries and some of the more important ones to put in?
That's an excellent question. I always tell my patients, if your great-grandmother would not recognize it as food, I'd stay away from it. As you know, it's important to balance your diet with fruits and vegetables, and when you look at the labels, as you just mentioned, you're very astute in recognizing that many times they'll have too much salt, which can be deleterious to treatment for hypertension. Sometimes they, as we mentioned, are empty calories, and I just recommend a solution of shopping wisely, read the nutritional labels, and try to limit your portions and just eat real food.
Okay, so eating real food, you know, people hear that, they don't know what the heck to do with real food.
Straight up, it's just better for you. I recommend that people prepare their meals at home. They have more control over their portions. They eat better. And as you know, a healthy diet is certainly a smart step in heart health.
But, I mean, people don't always know what to do with it. They'll look at kale, Dr. High, and say, "What? I don't know what to do with this. I really don't." So, you know, what do you recommend people do to learn about healthy eating and what to do with all this food?
Oh, there is just, as you know, there is a plethora of information about cooking and dieting. I usually recommend American Heart Association for some healthy menu items such as kale and healthy fish. It's important to limit your exposure to saturated fats, and healthy nuts and legumes would be a big part of your diet. You can be creative, as you know, to make it fun and not feel like you're just miserable while you're trying to diet.
Well, that's the whole thing, is trying to diet, and women God, just the word and the thought, oh, got to lose weight, got to get it off, is so, you know, just detrimental to our psyche. So when we're looking at all the foods on the market, and as you say, which I think is one of the most important things you can say, if your grandmother wouldn't eat it, or you can't pronounce the things on the label, or even how about if it even has a label? Because food shouldn't have a label, real food, right?
I so agree. And another thing that gets confusing is that all these groups will stamp their seal of approval, and it just gets to be information overload. So I just say spend your time in the produce department, and that way you don't have to pull out your reading glasses and read all those labels.
Well, that's a thing. And how about that grocery store circle that you make? You know, now they're saying, Dr. High, you should start in the produce, work your way around the outside of the grocery store, the perimeter, and stay away as much as you can from the inside aisles, because that's where the crap is.
It really is. I used to work in a grocery store. I was a pharmacist, and they put the things that are not healthy 6 feet into the aisle because they know you're going to swing around that aisle and end up in the middle of it. So many times you have to back up to get the healthy things like the fruits and vegetables. So it's just really smart to stay informed with respect to your choices.
That's true. So, I mean, people see foods with higher calories even though they might be real foods. So do you recommend moderation, or are you somebody who says stay away from those foods? Like cheese, you know, our glass of wine at 120 calories a night, that sort of thing.
A lot of calories are hidden. And as you say, you can fool yourself and all of a sudden your caloric intake is much higher than we want it to be with our effort to lose weight. And I agree with you. I don't like the word diet. I prefer to have a lifestyle change because this is something that needs to be a chronic lifestyle choice and not just a flavor of the month diet.
Well, that's the main thing there, isn't it, Dr. High? It's got to be a chronic lifestyle choice. And if we're in it to lose, losing is certainly harder than maintaining. So if you really, really have to lose, low-calorie foods, are there any that you have found over? I mean, personally, when I'm working with somebody and they've really got weight to lose, I like rice cakes and things that, even though they have no nutritional value and they don't fill you up at all, sometimes they can satisfy a salty urge or something to help kind of get you through that diet thing.
I think a lot of times people feel like that if they cheat, for instance, that they're defeated, and so what's the purpose? And I say, you know, if there's a craving that you've got, just go ahead and satisfy it, and then just jump back on the highway of healthy eating. It's not the end of the world to satisfy a craving, but we want that to be the exception and not the rule.
So, yes, that's the whole thing, is that we want these things to be the exception. Definitely, definitely not the rule. So in the last minute that we have, Dr. Shyla High, cardiologist affiliated with Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital, as we are trying to prevent heart disease in women in this month, and we're trying to lose weight and use our diet products a little bit more wisely. You wrote a book, Why Most Women Die, How Women Can Fight Their Number One Killer, Heart Disease. Tell us your best advice on preventing heart disease and using diet and low-calorie foods as wisely as we can.
And that's just such a great question. I care about women because the incidence of heart disease continues to increase, and it is really a multifaceted approach to healthy diet coupled with a regular exercise program. Listen to your body for any change in symptoms that would warrant further testing. And have a working dialogue with your doctor. All of these things together can help forge a path of a healthy heart.
Absolutely. Remember that you can take control of your own health, ladies. Get your physicals. Do preventive medicine. Eat healthy. Lose the weight. Don't smoke. And get regular exercise. We are our own best advocates, and you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of your loved ones. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.